Hello, PBR fans. I'm your host, Porter Chappelle, and right now I'm a little late, but I'm trying to get as much as I can into the bull riding. This is live with PBR, and for those who don't have a recording of it, I'm here to give you that recording system. Right now we have JB Mooney coming up next. JB Mooney is, though, one for one this weekend. He's getting on his second bull. Right. His goal is to go 2 for 2. Right now, and I think that he can on this bull. This year, he has a season low, 31.2%. His rookie year was 41-42, I think. But right now, we're on JB Mooney. He's on Show Me Outlaw. JB's in the shootout out of the left-hand delivery. It's one of Chad's bulls. It's a new bull on tour. He's never came out. JB Mooney is 33rd in the world. He has a 32.61% riding percentage throughout the season. Show Me Outlaws the bull, owned by Chad, Clay, and then the Dakota rodeo team. JB's in the shoot right now. He's getting his rope pulled. And for those who don't know, JB, he's really trying. Like, he's putting out effort with him not being able to raise his right arm all the way up. He's in the shoe, puts the bull up over it. Not, he's about to nod, and he nods. The bull hops out, hops, skips, around, jumping. JB's on him, jumping out. JB, come on, JB, hop and skip it, jump it. JB's right now at 7. He's at 8. He rides that bull. I doubt that he will accept a re-ride, but that bull, all that bull did is just hop, skipped, jumped, and more jumped. If I was JB Mooney, I would decline this re-ride. With his health that he's at right now, points mean way more in the long run than they do right now. Don't go for this round win. But a recap, bull, he nods, comes out kind of odd, jumps one way, leans another. He's hopping and kicking. Oh, there is no rewrite. The most hopping and kicking is basically by the shark cage. JB Mooney almost bucked off, but that bull helped him stay on him. So JB Mooney, he's sitting first right now in the event. So, I mean, JB Mooney tells himself if he's, not going to stay on him, he won't make the finals. And that is true. If JB Mooney is able to win this event, even with him not being in the championship race, I mean, of course he can be in an instant if he wins this event and he goes on to win a couple rounds of the finals. He's back in it. Brock Radford on Making Magic, around to the left. Bull stumbles, and there's a rewrite. No, not yet. Bull stumbles again. The bull is on the floor right now. The bull is not kicking whatsoever. Don't know what that was about. He did touch the bull a little early, maybe for safety reasons. I don't know if they will give him a rewrite because of that. They should. J-Dub just said if they, don't give him a rewrite, I don't have to go downstairs. Dealing with an injury, a knee injury, Cody's talking to him right now. I mean, Brock has to take this rewrite coming out. He slapped the bull before the 8 seconds even was over. Bull falls. He tries to help himself. Tries to get himself out of the whole entire deal. Rewrite options all out there for him. So, Making Magic's not the, I guess I would say the white right there was not Making Magic. Next up we have Alex. No, I'm sorry. Waymon de Lima on King Fu Magic. Let's see how that one goes for him. Let's see if he's able to get some big stuff out of that one. Our right-hand delivery, this is also another new bull on tour. So we'll see how he does. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, what I'm hearing is that the dad is a clone basically to create this bull. Bull's squatting right now. He nods from the ball, hops, keys around to the right, little flat. He's at three. He's at four. Oh, ball jumps four. He's back to the left. Seven. Jumps again. He's at eight. Another 8 second ride. Another qualified ride for him, though. Score is coming. Oh my gosh, it's a 69 score. This boy, even with spinning, did worse than JB Moody's ball, just ran out there. I don't really know what that does to anything. I don't even know if, you know, you. I don't know. I sincerely do not know. So we'll see what happens. Yep, he's going to take that rewrite option. Alex is up next. He's out of the right-hand delivery as well with him. Well, we're on the right. He's on a bullet called Frosty Whirl. Round to the right. Really strong. Alex is staying with him. He's at five. He's at six. He's at seven. He's at eight. He rides this bull with no problem. This bull. What was that one bull's name? There was one bull on tour that bucks just like, not anymore, but bucked just like this bull. I forget his name, but the bull kind of came out there, one huge jump, two huge jumps, and then kind of slowly died down. Score is an 84, bull scores a 41, rider scores a 43. Next, we have Tanner Byrne against Northern Moxie. But I'm going to skip that and go down there. Cannon against IRA Stand, aka Crossfire. Dang, Alex is. Oh, I take that back. Alex is the new number one right now. He's the new number one. But we have, Tanner Byrne against Northern Moxie. So we'll see what that kind of does, kind of changes. Tanner Byrne so far this season. I mean, not season, this event has not won a bull. We'll see if that changes or not. Dang, this bull is a Black Pearl Sun, which is a relative. So, Tanner Byrne, hop, skip, round to the left of the right-hand delivery. Five, he's at six, he's at seven. But back to what me and what Jada was saying is that, this bull is I'm assuming a half brother to Pearl Harbor, if not a full brother. They have the same dad as Black Pearl. The bull looks kind of like Pearl Harbor in that face and in the body color. White face and a full black body. The score is an 82.5. Bull scores a 42. I'm sorry, a 40. And then the rider scores a 42.5. This is a really good ride for Tanner Byrne to get that confidence back up. So, right there, family, Tanner and Jesse, getting some family loving. We have now Cannon and coming up. Oh, Tanner's top of 16th right now with that 82.5 points. Top 15 qualified for the championship round, for those who do not know. Coming up, though, we have Cannon against IRA Stan, followed by Ryan Dirt Eater against Chief Petty Officer. Top five, Alex, JB, the Castro, Lime, and Cody Jesus. The Cody Jesus and Lime are riders coming up. So, but yeah, Ryder is coming up against Chief Petty Officer. Cody Jesus coming up on something magical. He's already winning the bull for 81.5. And then Joe Alvicalvier, who I've not heard a lot of, is aboard a bull called Springer Mountain. I take it back. That is another bull. My bad on that one. But, right now, basically, we're coming down to the final few. Up next is section 3, and then section 4, and then the final section 7, which isn't really a section 7, there'll be kind of brought in between rides. And in the championship round, you have Budokan, Checkmate, Kubota's Semper Fi, which is a really good bull. I haven't seen him in a while. Dead Calm, Jasper, Legit, Malik, Smooth Operator, Spoof Sailing, Solid Irons, Hammer Down, which is another good bull at times. Spy Demon, which I was talking about in a podcast before I did this one. Spy Demon's out twice this weekend. Came out in round one, and came out, and it's going to come out tonight to get his total 8 qualified rides. Talking Smack out of SmackDown, Terror Struck, Pound Sand, and then White Omega. Those are all the bulls that are going to be coming up tonight. So we will see those guys. Really, I personally think that, I think that, in all honesty, that this event is kind of, it's crazy to me, because Jim Mooney, he's been riding nothing, and then he comes and has a chance to win this event. In all honesty, though, if I was Jim Mooney, based on that ride, Jimmy just needs to get his motion back in that arm. Not full motion, but is able to correct his body at times. And to do that, I think a good bull for him that's not fast, solid, and can, if this bull has it out that I want him to, it's Spotted Demon. Around to the right, strong, not fast. So if you do get out of positioning, he will throw you on that floor if, you know, you aren't paying attention. But that bull, he's a strong little bull. Not little, big bull. You know, you're in the shoe with him, you're not falling. The bull's going to do one jump, but his head arm is back and forth. Back and forth. So you're not for that bull. That bull's going to jump, kick, stop. Not jump, kick, but he's going to jump, kind of stop, jump, stop, jump. And, if, you know, his hand's not flying high in the air, you know, he should be able to ride this bull. But we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Kenan Cravens, I hope I'm saying his last name right, against I Always Stand, which is a Crossfire. That's the name of the bull. Kenan, he's, not doing too bad this season. He knocks for the bull. The bull runs out, jumps, hops and skip, round to the left, and he bucks him off at 3.51 seconds. I Always Stand is one of those bulls that, you know, you consider a vet in this sport right now. Kind of reminds me of a Shepherd Hills Tested, but look at this bull in the shoot. One jump kind of is low to the ground, but Cannon, he's leaving the shoot. He was up in the air. He was never on him. So look, he knocks with the bull. He's already high up when, you know, you should be kind of right there on that bull. He's leaning up. His eyes are almost in the skylight. Well, not hitting, looking at the skylight, rather. But, yeah. Next, we have Ryan Dirt Eater against Chief Petty Officer. We'll see how this bull kind of bucks out today. Dang, I just heard that Ryan Dirty is one for his last night, which in all honesty doesn't mean a lot. You know, he's still in that top 20. Chief Petty Officer, though, has an average bull score of a 42.1. By the right hand delivery. Damn, these past few boots have been, let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 out of the past 6 bulls in section 2 have been out of the right hand delivery. But Ryan, he's getting that bull rope ready. Touch and it's in. He's about an off form, leaning up, getting ready to shoot, and he looks to be ready or not. And I don't know if that was a nod or not. A nod or not. There we go. And he nods from the bull. One jump, round to the right. Hops, fell. Ryder's making great recovery. Round to the right. Fast little bull. Is now just running out. The bull's just kind of running. He kind of lost track. That is a good recovery from Ryan Dirty, though. I thought that he might have stopped the bull's horn a little bit. But that's just my opinion. He might not have. I'll show this replay. But, man, that bull, he had it. I'm and guys, I'm sure I've faced you throughout this podcast. of not going so fast, but I want to give you guys the best, I guess, chance to get that full visual view of, you know, this bull bucking and kicking out there. So, yeah, so I'm sorry if I am going a little too fast. I'm sorry about that. Dang, Wander, it turns out the rewrap, but he's playing in the top 15. Ryan's focused on those finals, obviously. He said, I'm in a way for those finals. Feel healthy? That's good. Colin Jesse's now on something magical. He has an 81.5 points right now going into round two. Can he go 2 for 2 this weekend? We'll find out. Colin Jesse's a really good young bull rider. There's this young kid out there named... Actually, I don't want to mispronounce his name without looking at his name, so I'll say that in another podcast. But he rides just like this kid, but he's on a bull called Something Magical. Average bull score is a 41.7. He's been winning 2 out of the past 12 times. Basically, he rides the bull 1 out of every 6 times. Well, the bull's winning 1 out of every 6 times that he's out. And that's 4 bulls out the left-hand delivery. Hop skips. Round to the left, Corey has him with ease. Oh, Corey falls down on him. He's hung up. He gets stomped on. Corey and Jesse was making a beautiful ride on that bull, and then all of a sudden, man, he just gets hammered down. I'm going to actually be right back, but y'all are gonna still hear me. Let's take a better view of this. The bull, one juice jump, hop, skips, falls down, round to the left. Really is carrying himself pretty well. And Corin just overrides him. That's all I can say. It's that he just over... Ooh, that could have been bad. That bull stepped on his ribs. But with that new vest... Excuse me. The bull kind of skimmed it. So he's... I mean, you know, thank... Cody. Not Cody. But thanks to, you know, everybody. Cody Lambert included. For, you know, coming up with the PBR vest, because that could have been a really bad situation right there. Joey Carvier rode his bull, though. Let's see what this bull ride looked like. Out of the left-hand delivery, round to the left. Ooh, not even round to the left, round to the right. 8.25, that's a new style for JR. JR normally can't ride bulls to the right, but he's proven everybody wrong. He's been able to ride bulls to the right now. That's a really good job. That's championship type performance right there. And he has such a graceful landing on the floor right there. Now JR's first. With him. 169.25. Being first in this event, there's not a whole lot of 170s out there. There's more 160s out there than 170s. In fact, there's not even a 170 on the board. But now we have Stetson Lawrence, the Cherokee kid. He's 24th in points. He's riding 22.22%, I think. And out of the right-hand delivery, around to the right. Easy bull for Stetson. He's at 5. He's at 6. 7. 8. He did it. That bull was... Margie's tubby. Hope I said that one right. And the dance. Here we go. Hey! That was a good ride for him. Section 3 coming up. We have Kaiki Pacheco, Rubens Barbosa, Fabiano Vieira, Claudio Montaña Jr., Cody Jesus, Eduardo Aparicino, Gage Gay, and to end it off, Derek Cobaba against Freckles Brown. In all honesty, I think Corey Till can run away with this event. Section 4, he's on a bull called Gangster Can Do. already has an A7.5 right now. He can easily go in. I think Cooper should pick Spotted Demon. I think that if any bull Cooper can ride out of the sign-up, it's Spotted Demon. The bull's around to the right, strong, nothing too crazy, nothing, n you know. I mean, if he rides this bull, he can't be for 90. But Smooth Operator's coming up next. Later on. But yeah, so. Another question I just got, actually. Sorry about that. We kind of got cut off from that last podcast because I touched the wrong thing when I shouldn't have. But on Facebook, there's actually a complete live video. I don't trust it. If being honest with you guys, I don't. I don't trust that. But PRC, oh, I've got to say this. PRCA Bull of the Year is Spotted Demon. This bull's breaking all the odds. This is a old bull. Yeah, he's still getting the job done. I was actually thinking the other day while watching the bull ride, not watching, but just thinking about it. Thinking about how fun of a bull race it would be to have Asteroid, Bruiser, Long John, Bushwhacker, Pearl Harbor, Spotted Demon, Cochise, Bones, Stone Sober, Rango, Smackdown. There's one more bull that I want to add to this, but I'm forgetting his name. Mickey Mouse, that's the bull. Hang on. There are 3,300 points available. Round win is 300 points. Event win is 1,500 points. But yeah, so back to what I was saying. Put all those bulls in one season. Just one season. How great a season would that be? Having the best bulls out there, like you'll get some against some of the best riders. That's crazy. But right now we have Kaiki Pacheco going up. Oh man, I already forgot the bull's name even. That's bad on my part. Oops. Let me pull up the bull. Yeah, here we go. Bull's name is Humberto. Kaiki Pacheco has an A7 already. Oh, I am. Okay, guys, listen. Sorry that was a high-pitched voice. But guys, I'm really happy. Somebody took my advice on my last podcast where I said stop giving them wins. And they took a win from them. I'm proud of them for that one. I'm proud of them. They stopped them from taking a win. So I am proud. I will give them that. I will give them that. But yeah, so. Sorry, I'm filling out some bull paperwork real quick. But yeah, Pacheco, this is, I guess, everybody's fan favorite right now. I don't see the hype behind him personally, but that's me, you know, that's me. So Pacheco, he's over this bull right now. I left him the livery. The bull's looking kind of strange, kind of Willy Wonky-ish. J-Dub starts to watch his chin. I've left in the livery. Boys, one and out. Round to the right. Round to the right. Huge. Decent. Oh, he changes it around. Round to the left. Dang. Pacheco, in all honesty, might have bucked off that bull if he had continued to the left. But that's an easy aid for Pacheco. He takes the round lead. Probably worth that one. Eighty-seven and a quarter. Another 87. He's right now at 174. And a quarter. He's the new number one. But his chin was never up at all. It was always down, as if, you know, he's a, you know how bareback and saddleback bull riders have their heads right in their chest. That's what his head was at throughout the whole entire ride, which is crazy to me. To be, you know, that good at riding. And that's why people say he might win this year. People love Pacheco. It's not that I don't love Pacheco. It's that there's certain things about how he rides kind of bugs. Like, the time of the shoot. That's really the main thing. That's why I don't like a few bull rides, is because of the time that they're taking the shoot. That's why I don't like Silvano, but that's a whole other thing. We'll have Barbosa against Suspicious Minds. Yeah, Suspicious Minds on the left-hand delivery. We'll see how this bull bucks. He's on the clock, though. 25 seconds left on the clock for him. He's kind of changed up his position. But, I mean, he's number two in the world. He's 190.84 points behind Pacheco. He nods from the bull. One's out there around to the left. Strong, powerful, but he's able to conquer him. Barbosa is hanging in there. He's at 5. He's at 6, 7, 8. He rides that bull. That score has to be over 80. That's an easy 88 point ride score right there. That was a great bull. A great bull ride. That should be the round winner right there. Another look at it. Round to the left. Really strong bull. 88, as I said. 45 for the ride score, 43 for the bull score. That was a great ride by Barbosa and a great job by the bull. Really good stuff right there. Really good stuff. So, Fabiano's up next. He's ranked 10th in the world. 39.39% riding percentage. The bull he has drawn is War Party by Diamond G Rodeos Incorporated. We'll see how this bull bucks and kicks for us. I'll tell you that much. This bull is a new bull on tour. Fabiano still has that shoulder problem, I think. I haven't been watching Fabiano too much. For you football fans, the Saints against the Ravens. It's 21-17, Ravens. 2:15 left and the ball's on the Ravens. Back to bull riding the bulls in the shoot. Around to the left. Fabiano's having some decent... Oh, the bulls getting stronger, but Fabiano's making those easy recoveries. 8 seconds for Mr. Consistency. Not today. Fabiano is able to conquer that beast. Fabiano's not looking too good, though. But yeah, his shoulder injury that didn't help him that he hit the bar. 86 for the total. Dallas Cowboys in Washington, it's 10-20. Dallas ball is 4:55 left. I'll try to get as many football and bull lines up as I can. Fabiano's in 12th with that 86 alone. So that's kind of good. Claudio Montagna Jr., however, is up next. He has Magic Dave. He has an 84 ride score already for us. So we'll see how he does. Dang, okay, so we have Pacheco, Lemay, Claudio, the Castro and Lima, the top 5 Brazilians in the world, are going head-to-head at this event. Vegas is going to be really fun come Sunday. Come Sunday, round 6, round 5 even. That's going to be fun to watch. See to the top 10 in the world go out each other head-to-head. I've heard around from a few different kinds of people talking that they wish that the PBR was, I guess, the finals was like the top 15, top, the final round 6 should be the top 15, no matter what, no matter if the 14th place got bucked off all five of his bulls. And I don't agree with that. That's silly. It should be whoever rides gets in there. Oh, bulls kind of jumping. He really does want to go to the left, but he's not finding it. He's kind of going to the right. All the bull did was just jump out. Magic Dave was not magic at all. Rewrite flags are out, though. There's a whole lot of rewrites for us these days. In all honesty, if I was Claudio, get these easy points while you can throughout this event. You already have a ride score. You'll be sitting top 5 if you don't accept the rewrite. And in all honesty, even if I was feeling like the, you know, healthiest guy out there, I would decline that. Ooh, Jess Lockwood. Is Jess even out this weekend? People say he was, but I don't see his name on the day sheet. Maybe I'm blind. Nope. Huh. Guess he's going to be at the finals. Justin, man, you're a little late. Podcast is already popping. Everybody knows what the dealio is. No, I'm kidding, Justin. I'm kidding. Lots of banter between Justin and Pro Bowl stats. Those are funny to read. But right now, back to Bullwire. I'm sorry. We have Cody Azuz against my creation. I need to change my voice. I don't know why I'm saying my creation. That's bad. Quick time to say thank you to our sponsors, Dan Savers, Bucking Bulls. Really great. I'll talk more about that after this ride, though. My creation looks like a bull. Oh, I forget this bull's. Oh, no, I'm taking it back. It's Brock Radford against Homegrown, around to the left. Strong bull. Oh, Brock cannot hang with him, though. Brock cannot hang with him. That was a rewrite, actually, from earlier. So I take that back. That was not Cody Azuz on his bull at all. Brock really needed those points this weekend. He really did need those points. So, you know, we'll see what happens between now and see what happens with all the events. But he kind of just overruled him. He could have won that bull and fixed what he did. But the issue was that the bull was just so strong that, you know, 24-17. Saints against Ravens. But back to what I was saying. Brock, he got so high up, like his butt was so high up off the bull that when he came down, you know, when you're high in the air, you come down the bull. It's really hard to, you know, get that ride together still. So, yeah. Oh, but, yeah, so that's it for right now. But what I was saying to the Dan Savers thing, I went to his not his, but I guess now in the future will be his. But his of event down in Seneca. It was actually really fun. I actually really did enjoy it. I had a really fun time there. I enjoyed it. I got to see some bulls. I saw some airtime calves. All them bucks liked their brother did. They were all crazy, not consistent. I'm sorry to say that. There was one bull, though, that did spin, not strong spin, but he spun. I saw that. He was only consistent one. I saw a whole lot of bulls, though, that were showed a whole lot of potential. I'll be honest. I promise you, if that bull was owned by the Burgers, the Pages, any big name staff contract, the Cody Lambert, the PBR, they'd have already been talking about that bull being the next. Like how, you know, there are about some bulls. But yeah, so there were a whole lot of good bulls. I saw a lockdown bull that I've been really wanting to see in person. Even though he did have a good out, and the owners were probably a little sad about that. The thing that I took away wasn't that he didn't win. Because, I mean, this is the first time that this boss bucked in the same week. Ever. In his life, I think. That might be true, but from what I know. For the first time bucking twice in the same week. And he really was good. He got an 89 and change the first on Tuesday. To then on Saturday, get an 86. In my eyes, even though he didn't win and didn't get a whole lot of money, that's really good. That shows some good potential in the bull, and the bull's becoming consistent. The bull is at right-hand delivery, and think of there's one bull out there that kind of just spins and kicks. Think of Shepherd Hills Stockman. But take away the 1, 2, 3 jumps off the shooter and then around. But just take his spinning and how he spins. And then just add some air to that. But the speed, that's what that bull does. He's that caliber. The bull side thing is really fun. I'm actually debating on if I want to, you know, trying to get in the bulls, owning them rather. I want to buy a share of a bull to get started, see how I like that, and then we'll go from there. For those who don't know, I sell reptiles and all that stuff. That's how I make money to, I guess, do whatever with. But I've been selling reptiles for the past 4 years. I've been on them for the past 8. And I've never, ever in my life, no matter what I've liked to do, said I want to get out of something, do something else. But bull riding means so much. It's a really neat sport if you just take the time to watch it. But I want to, of course, be a stock contractor and all that fun stuff. But that's besides the point right now. We're getting back into the nitty-gritty. J.B. Mooney, I think, is pulling Cody Jesus' flank. Cody Jesus is only 50 points behind world number one. I mean, behind being in the top 35. He has a broken foot and a hurt shoulder. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that is J.B. Mooney pulling his bull up. But Cody Jesus, he needs to ride this bull. He needs to be able to get some points to make it to Vegas. I would love to see him in Vegas, in all honesty. Around to the left, huge jump. The bull is out there kicking, flashing. Really sweet bull. Bull looks kind of like firework. Oh, he's getting out the back of his hand. But he is able to make those corrections. You know that whenever you get J.B. Mooney to pull your bull rope and he claps for you, along with a whole lot of other people, that you are to the Cody Jesus Cody Jesus had an 88 in round one. He has an 86 in round two. He's the new number one right now. He's only half a point ahead of Pacheco for the lead, but that's still a lead. 10-20, Dallas and Washington. Dallas is still 10. Yep, Cody Jesus he's the new number one. Next up, we have Eduardo Parasuna against Juicy Fruit. Yeah, Eduardo had an 84.5 in round one. We'll see what he can do in round two for us. So, I, in all honesty, think Cody Jesus might be something. He can be something someday. He can be something someday. That's all that I'm going to say. Is that he can be something someday. Oh, I'm sorry. We have Gage Gay next. Not Eduardo. I don't know what I'm looking at. Is he on the reroute options? No. He's not even a reroute option guy. Okay. Well, we're on Gage Gay right now against Alex the Dakota. The Dakota, not Dakota. It's Alexi Dakota. You know how, like you decode stuff, blah, blah, blah. But Gage Gay in round one had an 85.25. Boys around to the right. It was against Rebel Soul. Really fast ball. He was able to get an 85.25 on that ball. So, we'll see how he does tonight against his ball, Alexi the Dakota. Hopefully Gage can ride. Gage was kind of absent for a little bit here and there throughout the season. But, we'll see what happens. Power Bucking Bulls. Gage Gay out of the left-hand delivery. We'll see what this bull can do. He has a big white bull. Two black circles around his eyes. Two big horns. Out of the left-hand delivery, Gage is trying to get comfortable on him. Pulls that bull back behind him. He leans for it. He's about 90 seconds right now. Bull drops, though. Bull drops. Gonna ask if he can re-pull. Nope. No re-pull for Gage. The bull is kind of leaning on that chute. He nods for him, though. Even though he's squatted, the bull runs out. One huge jump around to the left. Gage has him. Gage can get him. Around to the left. Oh, he has him. Oh, he's leading, but he makes the eight. They might try to check that though. The bull was around to the left though, so the bull was around to the left. Eighty-four and a half points. He's most likely going to be top three. No, top. Maybe top three. He's top five for sure, though. So, we'll see what happens with all that. Here we go with Ramon de Lima, sitting fifth in the world. Can he make a difference tonight? Ramon de Lima, he can. He's against Wege Cowboy. He had 81 in round one. Let's see if he can get another score in round two. The bull is kind of acting up in the chute. He knocks for the bull. The bull's out of the ride. The bull's around to the right. Ramon de Lima just kind of fell in the well. He had no hope coming out of the well on that one. He was kind of stuck in one way and one way only, and that was going in. That bull, though, is around to the right. And I like how they've done like this new slow-mo thing with events. I haven't watched a PBR event in a while, but what they're doing with these replays and stuff, beautiful. He said 24th in the event, so he's out of the event. He's out getting points to catch Pacheco until the finals. Wait, no, there's Kubota's Take the Money, I think. Yeah, that's still, I'll check that. I don't want to give you guys false information, but I'll check that later. Right now we have Deco Baba. He's riding 31.93% this season. He is 60th in the world right now. Really, this bull, he's not a bad bull. He's a little consistent. He's a little inconsistent sometimes. But the bull, he's not a bad bull. The bull's name is called. It's called Freckles Brown. Oh, so this bull has an interesting name. He's, I guess, named after somebody who was the first bull rider ever to ride a bull. But hey, that's what J-Dub said. I didn't hear the full thing, so maybe that's not true. But first, I guess, calculated bull rider out there to ride for eight, I'm assuming. I'm coming. Get a better view. So if you guys hear some echo, that's the PBR playing. Hopefully I don't get, round to the hop, skipping around to the right. Derek has him. Seven, he's at eight. He rides that bull, but he got a little hung up at the end, but he rode that bull. The bull's out the bull. Hello. I'm sorry, I got slowed down. The bull was out of the, left-hand delivery. And yet that bull wanted to go right. That bull, again, he's not a bad bull. Scores an 87 quarter. He might be the new number one. No, he's number three for sure. Gosh, this slow-mo looks, it's so nice. Like, this slow-mo with everything, it's just so beautiful to see the bull and the rider and the way he looks and just how, like, the drop and the kick and then the drop and then the kick. It's really nice. I like it. I like it a lot. Derek's right next to Kate right now. Gage is talking to Kate right now, and then he'll talk to Derek, I think. She'll talk to Derek, I think. I'm gonna, I guess, to make it more entertaining on this podcast, I'm gonna, for the interviews and all that stuff, I'm gonna, turn up the volume a little bit for y'all to hear the top five is Cody Jesus, Pacheco, Derek, Gage, Joao, and I'm assuming JB next. I'll take a look, though. Yep, no, I'm sorry. Alex, and then JBB. And then JB. JB stands seventh for all you JB Mooney fans out there. I'm one of them. I'm proud of him for you know, what he's done throughout this event tonight. Here's what I think is going to be, Kyle. Cody Zeus, if, you know, if we're going off of what we know now, I think Cody Zeus is going to pick up Smooth Operator if he's feeling some kind of way or trying to win and get points, talking smack, I think. But Shaco is going to pick up Spotted Demon. I think Derek's going to pick up Koopa Tire's Simplify or Dead Calm. I then think Gage Gay is going to pick up really any bull. I don't see a bull that, you know, he can't ride right now. Joao's going to pick a bull that goes to the left. So that might be Budokan, but Budokan is a really ranked bull to the left, so maybe not. But if I'm a Koopa Tire's Simplify isn't picked, or if Talking Smack isn't picked, he'll pick one of those, or Hammer Down. Hammer Down's a bull, if it's the same Hammer Down, the bull goes out of the left and is really high kicking out of Hammer, for those who know who Hammer is. Alex can pick anything. JB Mooney, I hope he... JB Mooney's been able to ride bulls that are going to the right for some reason instead of going to the left. That's really weird to me, but that's JB for you. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I hope that he does get on a good bull that really does help him out, though. That's something I do hope. Cody Teal, though, however, he's looking extra hot tonight. He's been on fire. I'm glad. I can guarantee you guys that Cody Teal isn't hurt. Well, wasn't hurt this year. He could have easily won the event. I mean, not event. Could easily be top five easily. Dallas against Washington at 17:20, 1:37 left. Balls with Washington, though, for you Dallas fans out there. Rams 31 to the 49ers 10, 4:53 left. 4:30-ish left. If you guys haven't, there's an online auction for Dakota to, I guess, help pay some stuff. You know, I don't want to speak out of turn, not speak out of turn, but speak bad or anything like that. So I won't say anything along those lines. But every bit, every piece of money that you put forth really helps him out. Personally, it really does go a long way, so that's good. But right now, back to the big shebang. We have Gangster Can Do against the man who I was just talking about, Cody Teal. Cody Teal has an 87.5 points right now, so we'll see what he can do. I'm gonna, of course, get some input from these guys. I do agree. I think that the matchup is in Cody Teal's favor. He can ride this bull. I think that he can really get some done on this bull, but we'll find out, of course. Out of the left-hand delivery, I think that this bull any bull out of I'm a Gangster is good. He knocks from the bull, goes to the left. Cody Teal's looking really good on him. Round to the left, Cody Teal's not having any pops. He's at 5, 6, 7, 8. He's the new number one, I think. NBA fans, though. Atlanta and Cavs. Sacramento, Oklahoma City. Sacramento's leading Oklahoma City. Cavs are trailing. Cavs are trailing Atlanta. Both of them are trailing, though, by 4, which is ironic. Golden State plays Denver. Houston plays the LA Clips. And that might be it. But yeah, Cody Teal, he made an amazing ride. This slow-mo, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful to watch. Like, I'm literally having a fangirl moment over slow-mo, which is funny, but I like it. But here's Kate. No, never mind. There is no Kate. Next. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that one. Next, we have Darren Barbosa against Roll Your Own. Let's see how he does on this bull. 84 and a quarter. This podcast is turning. The bull kind of stumbles, but he's out there, round to the left, jumping and kicking. Rubens looks to have him over, goes back to the right, and he bucks up at 6.82. But this podcast isn't going the way I want it to. I'm kind of going a little fast, kind of stuttering here and there. So, again, you live, you learn, down the road when we get bigger and all that stuff. We'll see. I really do appreciate to those fans who they know I know and who I know. And if you don't know, well, I will talk to you guys one day. But I'm really happy for certain fans out there that have stuck with me when I was on Twitter, when I had maybe 20 followers, to now where I'm at 500 followers, to those on my podcast when I had no sponsors, to not have a sponsor, to, I mean, just the whole shebang. Like, I'm thankful for you fans and for everybody. But right now we have Marco Aguche sitting 19th, riding 30%. He's aboard. Line me up. The Bulls win one out of four times. Bulls scores 40.42 average. On the left, around to the left, strong little bull. Oh, Marco falls into the well this time. That bull, the way he bucked, head wave is kind of like a Beaver Creek bow. That's what it looked like with the head waves, but bull goes out around to the left. Really strong bull. The bull got a 41, a 40, 43 right there. I apologize. God, the slow-mo. It's so nice. I mean, you can really, I guess, analyze. Oh, but what he messed up was whenever his head got knotted, leaned up, and his hips were off the bull's back, and the bull was still turning. And that boy was a fast boy. And that boy, you can't do that kind of stuff on. Next up, though, we have my man. Sorry. We have my man, Nathan Bertrand Shaw, against Papa Top. No. God. All these rewrites are confusing me. We have Claudio Montagna Jr. going up against White Dynamite. Another out of the left-hand delivery bull. I owned by the Dakotas, Clay, Chad, and out of the left-hand delivery, the bull is kicking in. He falls in another well. All these bull riders are falling into the well tonight. It's crazy. I've never seen so many bull riders fall into the well like they are right now. It's funny because what I'm noticing is that when I said the PBR when it comes here to Oklahoma City, I sit dead front and center, and there's not a single soul. Oh, that's why. I'm silly. That's why. Nampa's arena is so small that, when people go there, they're kind of all crammed together. Where for me, I live in a basketball city, so the stadium that we use for that, it's humongous. So they're, I guess, really spread out. But Cody Zeus, he might be able to get 400 points and jump past David Mooney. If he can keep on winning the way he is. But okay, for sure though. Next up is Nathan Burnshaw against Papa Top. We'll see what that bull can do for good old Nathan. But yeah, I was talking about earlier about the Dakota online auction. It's really a good cause. All the money goes to helping out Dakota and his family and all that stuff. But yeah, so I actually bid on this shirt that has like all like the sponsors and all this stuff. Obviously, he was the guy who donated it. It's actually really nice. I really like it. I'm gonna be wearing it around a lot. That and my Chad Burger jacket. It was actually donated by Cassie. He wrote it in the International Rodeo in Brazil has all the sponsors. Wham! I probably shouldn't be saying this because y'all probably gonna vote for it. So I'm kind of keep hush hush. I mean, the bid's really high right now from what I've been bidding and what some other guys been bidding. Hopefully he doesn't pull a snake move on me and bids at the dead last time. But there's smooth operator drawings, Cochise drawings. So go check it out on Facebook. It's called Online Auction for Dakota Eagle Burger. Eagle Burger. There we go. There's a hat signed by JB Mooney, Matt Merritt, and Jerome Davis at the Jerome Davis Invitational. There's a glove worn by Cody Nance. Some autograph stuff from Frank, Cody Webster, and Jesse. Stickers, soaps, wallets, purses, colors, petty manis, hats, jewelry. I mean, the list can go on and on. Let's see, 12 a.m. Eastern. Dang, so at 11 a.m., I'm going to be checking this bidding stuff because I don't want somebody to be snatching it from me. Because I sincerely like it. It's really nice. But, yes. So that's back to the bull riding. Top 15 are Eduardo, Lucas, Fabiano, Chase, and Rubens. That rounds up to your 10th. We're going to see our 10th. For those who don't know, top 15, based on ride score, go into the championship round. That's just how it's always been. I like it this way a lot better than how it's changed recently. Okay, so it's not Nathan Burdenshaw. We have Chase Outlaw. Now, Chase, however, is 347.5 points behind 35, so he needs this event to qualify. He needs this event win to qualify for the finals. If he, doesn't win this event, he's not going to qualify for the finals, unless he goes down. No, because what I read is that PBR world champions that were in the top 35 last year can go, past world champions can go down to the velocity tour to get points to gain up. I don't know if that's helpful or not. Come out, the only people who are world champions that still ride today are Guilherme, JB, Silvano, Guilherme. JB, Silvano, Jess, Cooper. That's really it. So only five bull riders can qualify the top 35 for that. But he's on a bull, though. Chase Outlaw is. He's on the left-handed livery. The bull's name is Check It Out. Dang. Nathan already went earlier, huh? He bucked off. Chase Outlaw, though, is getting leaned up on this bull. He's waiting for him. He nods for the bull. The bull runs out there, runs to the left. Chase is looking good on him. Chase is right there, runs to the left, getting every last bit of that ride together with what he needs. He will be in the 15-15 for sure. He's got those 8 seconds together. 16 seconds down and another 8 to go. It's crazy to think that you can literally win $1 million. No, because that's too easy. Not easy, but too not a good example. You can win at least $20,000 by riding a bull, but by working for basically 24 seconds a week. Dang, he's new number one. We have an 88, he has a 175 and a quarter. He's the new number one, Chase Outlaw. He might, I don't know what bull he'll take. There we go, Justin, you're with us on that one. He's tweeted out, between that. Oh, dang, I messed it up. There we go. I need to be fast on these interviews. We have Cody nails. Right now, he's aboard a boat called Hats Off. Cody already has a score at 81 and a quarter. He's in seventh in the world, 44.74% bullpen percentage this season. He's aboard a boat called Hats Off. The Bulls win one out of every six times he's out. He's been winning one out of six times, basically. Owned by Chad and, you know, his whole team. Another left-hand delivery bull. So we'll see how this bull bucks. Bull's looking kind of smooth. Hats off. Maybe my hat will be off after this run, depending on how good this bull. The bull drops. Well, then the bull's kind of squatting down. There's no need for a re-pull. And he's getting a re-pull. Yep, he is. Never mind. Now, that bull's dead up squatting. He has no hope on that bull. That bull's literally, one move down to... If we're moving on right now, we're going to be trying to get this pace rolling. And we're up right now to Crazy Horse against Vadawan de Oliveira. On the right-hand delivery, Vadawan has no ride. Vadawan, though, 429 bull rides this season. He's winning 31.68% of his bulls this year. He's 17th in the world. I mean, he came out of retirement for this event, for crying out loud. I mean, not this event, but for this season. Like, that's amazing. Like, I don't know too many people who can come out of an event and, yep, he took 2017 off right now. So we'll see what he does. The boys out right out the gate to the right. So let's see. Huge jump around to the right. As J Dub said, the boys kind of getting flat. Vadawan could not counter, and he's bucks off at 6.33 seconds. Not the, best outing for the bull. Not at all, actually. The bull kind of didn't do too good. He got 42 in the core bull score, though, so I stand it, incorrect, if that's me. I'm trying to... I'm trying to get some, Vadawan, though, he's one of six bull riders to make it over the 400 mark. So give credit where credit is due. So we'll see Cooper. Cody Nance is coming up. Was now back again. He's rewrapped. He's on this bull. Cody Nance, he's trying to get this aid right now. Cody Lambert's right over his shoulder right now. Talking jokes and all that fun stuff to the game and all that. Hats off. Owned by Machinery Auctioneers, Chad Berger and Dakota Rodeo. See, that's what I want. I want to own a full bull. I want to be one of those names, you know. So-and-so, Paul Chappelle. Or so-and-so, Paul Chappelle. Or 20 billion people, Paul Chappelle. I just want to be right there. But Corey Nance is, strong, around to the left, hopping, skipping. Looks kind of like SmackDown, but smaller and not as strong. But Cody Nance has no problem with that, though. He makes 8 seconds. That's his good old celebration when he takes off his, I'm assuming, his handkerchief. Throws it up there to the fans. She grabs, she's like, it's mine. That's funny. But hopping skips. This bull really... This was a wicked night by Cody. 85 and change I think 85 and a quarter was the total score for this event. Eduardo Dolguin just is not ready for his bull. Not even close. Eduardo didn't even want him, I don't think. He was out the left. When he came out the shoot, he looked whack. He looked not so good. But, if that bull was a stronger and if Pacheco wasn't off to the side, that bull would have dropped Pacheco. Dropped him. But Pacheco right now, he's going home. Crazy Days was the bull. Next up, we have Jose Victor Lime on St. Joe. He has an 88 and a quarter right now. This will end our above. This will end the event, except going into the top 15. Jose Victor Lime is riding 51.47%. He's number two in the world. Last year, for those who don't know, he won Rookie of the Year and event winner, World Finals event winner. The bull's winning out one out of six times. The bull's bull score is a 42 and change by Chad and his whole crew. At the right-hand delivery, Jose Victor Lemon's been unstoppable so far this season. We'll see if he continues that. He knocks with the bull. Boy, one's out there to the right. Jose's getting his arm back there trying to help himself, but he's helping. Right on to the right. He's at seven. He's at eight. Why is that bull? No problem. That St. Joe was a saint to Jose Victor Lime right there. Ramming it up. Jose Victor Lime is looking extra good today. Let's see if he is a new number one after this event. A7 and a half, he might be. When you ever, I guess, think about the consistency and the bull and how Jose Vitor's been able just to be able to, I guess, counter everything that's like not going against him, but everything that's happened. It's really good. But to round out our top 10, wow. Practically everybody rode their bull. Jose Victor Lime, we were just said, takes the lead for a7.5 and a quarter, I think. I don't know. But to round out our top 10, though, we have Jose Victor Lime, Chase Outlaw, Cody Jesus, Kaiki Pacheco, Derek Kobaba, Cody Teal, Gage Gay, Joao Calviera, Alex, Cody, and then Cody Nesson to round out our top 10. Jamie Mooney falls down to 11th, followed by DeCastro, Rubens Barbosa, Fabian Vieira, and Lucas Davinio. I really thought that Lucas was a guy that I really saw some potential in, and then he kind of tapered off. I haven't really heard about him, and then now he's back. So, we'll see what that fun side of the whole champions thing. But yeah, so right now I'm gonna take time before the 15-15 starts and before that whole entire fun jazz happens. I want to say, more or less that, however this year ends. This might have been the most fun-packed ending to the year. You know, you have... Now, maybe not the most fun-packed, because I've... In my eyes, 2015 was the most fun-packed. No, 2013 was the most fun-packed. Bush record was winning. Jamie breaks all these records. Jamie comes from being second to first. No, comes from being 13th to first. Throughout the halfway point of the season, he rides all these blank bulls, and he just has a monstrous finals. That might have been the most fun season as a fan to watch. As a overall spectator in general, no, you know, correlation to anybody. I think that this year's finals will be the most fun coming from that. We have so many bull riders that are so close to each other. Cooper Davis, in my eyes, though, he can really do something. He can really put something together and win this, win an event or two. Not anymore, but can really scare some people at the finals. That's what my opinion is. But, things change. You know, people ride differently when it comes to the finals. Cuba Davis has always been consistent in the finals, though. That's where I come from, though. That's my opinion. So this year should be really fun. The Bulls side of things is going to be really fun. Boozer's going to be fun to watch again. So is Smooth Operator. I really think that the dark horse of it all, even though he's ranked pretty high, is Spotted Demon. If this Bull can have a great out and pop off a 46 and another high 46 together, that's a 93 and something. And if Bruiser has an off out and gets a 45 and, Smooth Operator comes out and gets a 44, 45 as well, I think that Spot Demon can win PRCA Bull of the Year and also PBR Bull of the Year. Bruiser is actually the second bull ever to do that. A Sabodacious. Right now, we have a little bit of an interview.
How are you, Tanner? I'm doing great. I noticed that you are never in your place. What happened?
Yeah, I was just going for the coffee approach today, so left the boots at the hotel early. What if I run, I guess?
So this is your casual look,
yeah,
every day?
Day long, yeah. Every day.
Nice, I like it. Any nicknames?
Nicknames, yeah. When I was about 18 years old, I didn't even know if I was going to ride bulls. I thought I might just turn into a rock star, so I grew my hair out really long. And, my hair's really red and really full, so it kind of just turned into an afro. And I actually look like Krusty the Clown from the Simpsons. Wow. So all of my friends know me as Krusty, as a nickname that a lot of people might not know. But yeah, luckily I stuck with the bull riding game and it worked out pretty good because I don't think my music is really going very well.
We'd love to see a picture of you.
Yeah, there's probably some out there. Probably good to see.
Tell me, what other sports are you good at?
Other sports, I grew up playing hockey. Being from Canada, obviously hockey is big in our culture. So I played a lot of hockey, played good hockey until I was about 16, 17 years old. And then kind of had to decide if I was going to run bulls or try to take my hockey career to the next level. And I think that one might have paid a little bit more, but I'm definitely happy with the choice that I chose. I don't think I would have probably made it as a professional hockey player.
Inside the Monster Lounge, presented by Monster Energy.
Well, that was actually a good little snippet. But before we go into this championship round, I don't know, honestly don't know how it's going to come down tonight. We might see Jamie Lee pull it off. We might see somebody who's not even in the top 10 pull it off even. So, we'll see. Oh, wow, there's a naked man running around at PBR Canada. That's what happens when you use recreational marijuana. No one's caught him yet. He's actually bare naked. I'm not joking. He's bare naked, butt and everything. He looks a little tipsy. He's like a little bull. He's on his knees and stuff. I don't know why no one has got him yet. They have a rope man. They have a dead up rope man trying to get him. And he's leaving. Nope, we have security right here though, so they might get him. Yep, they didn't get him. Nope, and they're touched now. This is a good, I guess, little intermission during this little halftime. Let's see. People are saying for Jay Mooney, his ticket is punched. Not enough guys will be able to pass him and knock him out. That said, look for an event win and ultimately finishes season in top 20. We'll see about that one. I don't. Maybe he'll finish top, top 10. You never know. Really, will JB Mooney? he can have one bat out and then goes out to get a whole another out done. I got word of the PBR Bowl, World Fouls Bowls. We'll see Sweet Post Boozer, Old Fort Days, Trans Smoker, really a whole lot of bulls. I don't have time to read all these bulls off. It's a whole lot of them. Jasper, though, who's going to be out tonight, is there. So is White Omega. But another bull out tonight. In my opinion, Old Fort Days is a really ranked bull, and I think that he might be a dark horse. Spy Demon's going to be out there. Canadian Miss, MAGA, Shownuff, Smooth Operator Hostage, etc. Lane's Magic Train, Honey Hush, Bad Beagle, Smooth Over, Seven Dust, and the list can go on and on. Big Buck Cat, Big Black, the list, again, as I said, can go on and on. But we are back. Right now, it's the PBR where we can see our top 15 and what? Oh, another interview. Hang on. Justin. Justin and Kate.
Hey, I know the finals haven't started just yet, but it feels like the finals today. Great bull running. I'm so excited for Las Vegas.
Well, some news coming out of the PBR office this week. PBR competition committee was made aware, they're telling us, of an oversight in the bull scoring and has made the appropriate adjustment to the world champion bull standings. They're saying Pearl Harbor's Alex at the PBR Global Cup in Edmonton in November 2017 were not included in the standings, although they should have been. As a result, Pearl Harbor is rightfully reflected as number one in the world champion bull standings for the regular season. So, Justin, I go straight to you saying, what does this mean for our world champion bull race?
Well, essentially, Kate, it means nothing. Sweet Pearl Cruiser is still the bull to beat in the champion race because you need two outs at the World Finals to qualify for the championship. So, Cruiser, Smooth Operator, Spotted Demon, they're all still alive in this race.
And Smooth Operator and Spotted Demon, two bulls that are going to
see. Now, wait. If Pearl Harbor.
Two-time reigning champ, Cruiser. News coming out in round number two. We've got a lot of guys down there by the cut line that are putting everything on the line. One of those, Cody Jesus.
Cody Jesus may be a stranger to some of the PBR fans, but Jesus gained his experience in the Indian National Finals Rodeo, where he actually won that event in 2016. Kate, the INFR given away later this week in Las Vegas.
And his idol, JP Moon, right now.
And JP Mooney got a fun text message last night from two-time PRC champion and PBR co-founder Jim Sharp. Jim Sharp asked JP if he should buy him a ticket for the grandstand for the World Finals, and JP said, no thanks, I'm going to get there on my own.
So let's not forget about Chase Outlaw, another one who's right there. He came in round number two in the 58th spot, moved up 10 spots to number 48. I think we're going to see him climbing right on up. The guys at the top getting it done, but the guys down by the cut line, giving it their all as well, which means one thing and one thing only. This is going to be a really good championship round coming up from Nampa. It's Jose Vitor, Lemmy, Chase Outlaw, Cody Jesus leading the way. Stay with us. Championship round around the corner.
Okay, well, there we go. And I'm actually replay something to get, I guess, a better view of, not view, but better, I guess, understanding of it all. Chase Allen was able to ride his bull. He slapped his. Oh my gosh, guys. Oh my gosh. Beautiful. Now, that's not enough. That's not enough for the event. But it was more than enough. Oh, so close. 89.75. So close. But what just an overall good weekend this is. Is that Gary LaFeu I saw in that stand right over there? I don't know. We'll find out. The podcast has been very bad this weekend. Not weekend, but this tonight. They keep on messing up on me. So, final bull rider. As I was saying earlier, which you guys probably didn't listen because now you're cut out. So I'm going to forget about it. But Jose Vitor Leme,
if he could win this event and win this round, he is the new world number one right now. Okay, I am this guy's one of his biggest fans right now. I believe in him and what he can do for Now listen, the confidence of Pacheco, it will be gone. It will be devastated if he loses his lead right now. But he dies for the bull. The bull runs out there, right to the left. But Jose Vito Lima is looking good on him. He's high. He's flying. Right to the left. He's kicking. He's spurring. He has won this event. He has won this event. Now the question is, will the judges give him his 89 points that he won't? Well, yep, Corey Teal is your event winner. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you guys. This podcast is brought to you by Dan Davis Bucking Bulls. Wow. That was a beautiful rides this weekend. Jamie Mooney, Cody Teal, all of this. Such a beautiful weekend. So thank you guys so much. Chase Allen was able to ride his bull. He slapped his. Oh my gosh, guys. Oh my gosh. Beautiful. Now, that's not enough. That's not enough for the event. But it was more than enough. Oh, so close. 89 3/4. So close. But what just an overall good weekend this is. Is that Gary LaFue I saw in that stand right over there? I don't know. We'll find out. The podcast has been very bad this weekend. Not weekend, but this tonight. They keep on messing up on me. So, final bull rider. As I was saying earlier, which you guys probably didn't listen because now you're cut out. So, I'm going to forget about it. But Jose Vitor Leme, if he can win this event and win this round, he is the new world number one right now. Okay? I am this guy's one of his biggest fans right now. I believe in him and what he can do for Now listen, the confidence of Pacheco, it will be gone. It will be devastated if he loses his lead right now. But he dies for the bull. The bull runs out there, right to the left. But Jose Vito Lima is looking good on him. He's high. He's flying. Right to the left. He's kicking. He's spurring. He has won this event. He has won this event. Now the question is, will the judges give him his 89 points that he won't? Well, yep, Corey Teal is your event winner. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you guys. This podcast is brought to you by Dan Davis Bucking Bulls. Wow. That was a beautiful rides this weekend. Jamie Mooney, Cody Teal, all of this. Such a beautiful weekend. So thank you guys so much.